When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1292. Why Worrying About Work-Life Balance is Not a Good Sign, by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. And hey there, I am Dan, and I am with you every single day of the week, and that includes weekends like today, as well as holidays. And what we do here is I read to you from these great blogs that we find and get the author's permission to share, and they're all about work and entrepreneurship and all sorts of related topics, like work-life balance, which is what Carl's talking about today. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Why Worrying About Work-Life Balance is Not a Good Sign, by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. I see so many articles these days talking about creating the perfect work-life balance, that somehow the goal is to have 8 hours sleep, 8 hours work, and 8 hours leisure time every 24 hours. In many ways, this does seem ideal. Yet in reality, it's a very bad sign. It implies that the work you do is not something you enjoy or love, but is something you do to live. That you work 40 hours a week so you can enjoy yourself on a weekend, where what you actually do is spend most of that time sitting in front of the TV or laying in bed complaining how tired you are. What is really happening is out of a 7-day week, you spend 5 of those days doing something you hate so you can enjoy 2 days where you are not working. Yet you complain about being so exhausted, all you do during those 2 days is sit around doing nothing but complain. If you worry about work-life balance, you're not going to achieve the same levels of success as people like Tony Robbins, Elon Musk, Gary Vaynerchuk, or Sheryl Sandberg. Very successful people focus on what they want and the process, not the hours they work or about how tired they are. If you look at the lives of the super successful, you see a completely different pattern emerge. You see people who can't wait to jump out of bed in the morning. You see people who may not be in the office at weekends, but are reading, learning, and planning so they can do their work better and perform at a much higher level. Their goal is excellence, and they have a purpose. I am certainly not suggesting that everyone should forget about trying to have free time or some quality time with their families and loved ones, but if you want to build a multi-billion-dollar business, then worrying about your work-life balance is going to stop you from achieving that dream. The funny thing is, the people who are working to improve their lives, that read, study, and plan on weekends, are the happiest people around. Those that go around trying to create a quote-unquote perfect work-life balance are often miserable, exhausted, and stressed. Why is that? It really comes down to purpose. When you have a clear idea of what you enjoy doing, when your work is something you love doing, there is no dividing line between work and pleasure. Everything you do is a pleasure. Then the challenge becomes finding time to spend with your family and friends. And although that can be a very difficult challenge to overcome, it is a better place to be than laying around all weekend complaining about how tired you are and then suffering from the Sunday night blues. You might be spending time with your family and friends, but is sitting around on a sofa with your eyes glued to a screen spending quality time with your family and friends? I don't think so. This year, I've spent a lot of time studying highly successful people, trying to find if there was anything these people had in common. There are a lot of both commonalities and differences, but one thing I did find they all had in common was the passion and commitment they had for their work. Right back to the time of Leonardo da Vinci, all highly successful people lived and breathed their work. When they got tired, they slept. When they were awake, it was all about work. That was true then, and it's true now. We read articles about the number of hours Elon Musk spends working. How many hours people like Tim Cook, Satya Nadella, Marissa Meyer, and Sheryl Sandberg spend working. They all work 10 to 15 hours a day, and on weekends too. None of them complains about not having a work-life balance. Work is their life. That is the balance. What I have found interesting is those people stuck at the bottom or in the middle, not moving up the promotion ladder, moving from one job to another, and not being able to find happiness, are the loudest proponents of a work-life balance. It is as if their life's work is to complain about how hard their work is, how tired and stressed they are, and how unhappy they are in their work. Instead of harnessing that energy, finding a vocation they really enjoy and love doing, they seem to prefer complaining about it. Of course, it is their right to complain about how hard their work is, but I do feel their energies would be better served finding something they truly love doing and finding happiness rather than complaining. The secret to a happy and fulfilled life is not really a secret. It is, as Steve Jobs said in his famous Stanford University commencement address in 2005, finding what you love. Finding what you love doing is hard, and this is probably the reason why so many people give up and just settle for a job they hate going to and returning home after an 8 or 9 hour day to complain about how much of a bad day they had. Surely, it would be a far better use of your energies to find something you really enjoy doing instead of complaining about the work that you hate doing. Take some time every evening and at weekends to play, to read, to learn, and to continue searching for a vocation that pours energy into your life, that has you jumping out of bed on a Monday morning with excitement, not dread, and that has you using your weekends to learn, to grow, and to become a better you. It's hard, but it is not impossible. The effort finding that place will be worth it. You will be able to say goodbye to complaining, to negativity, and to feeling tired and stressed. Instead, you will have huge amounts of energy, positivity, and excitement for each day. Now, go find what you love. You just listened to the post titled, Why Worrying About Work-Life Balance is Not a Good Sign, by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And thanks so much to Carl once again for another enlightening post. Carl is a renowned productivity and time management coach who has helped thousands of people around the world get better at managing their time and become more productive using technology they carry around with them every day. You can check out his podcast, which is called The Working With Podcast. And Carl has written 3 books on productivity and time management. He's also got a couple of courses you can check out called Time and Life Mastery and Your Digital Life. His stated purpose is to help people learn how to manage their time so they can enjoy their lives and build a life they are truly proud of. And he's featured over on Optimal Living Daily as well, so please check out that show for more content from him. And be sure to come by carlpelline.com to show him some support. You can see more about him, plus his podcast, coaching, courses, webinars, books, downloads, and much more. Again, that's carlpelline, P-U-L-L-E-I-N.com. And that is going to do it for me today. I appreciate you being here, as always, and I'll see you right back here again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.